You are listening to the Old Mole Variety Hour. From the archive, we continue our Veterans Day programming with a discussion of the documentary film Mind Zone, Therapists Behind the Front Lines. Mind Zone, directed by Jan Hocken, follows the military psychologists who work with the U.S. infantry in Afghanistan to help these soldiers get back into the fight. This segment originally aired in 2017.
Jan, you actually began working on this film in 2009, and that was following the Fort Hood incident where Major Hassan killed 13 soldiers on a military base. But essentially, your interest was more the everydayness of these stresses and the psychological impacts, and also the handling through psychology and therapy of soldiers in combat.
Yeah, and this case was interesting at the time. I was interested in the competing psychological narratives about troubled soldiers, but also getting away from some of the narratives that came out of the Vietnam War of the soldiers coming back as walking time bombs, the psycho vet killer, or the tragic vet who has just completely fallen apart, and just kind of the everyday mental health issues in the military. The military had been doing a lot around all these repeated deployments. During that time, mental health in war zones was part of military planning and had become very extensive. They had gone through a big campaign in the Army to destigmatize seeing mental health practitioners. And that was one reason the Army let me do this project, which was a first for them, was they were very proud of all of this mental health service, including in war zones. And I became interested in, well, is this progressive, what they called the new army, the kinder, gentler, more nurturant army? Is this an indication of progress, or is this obscuring other and deeper ethical problems of therapists in war zones who are still serving the mission, which was getting those soldiers back online?
One of the quotes that just resonates from one of the main subjects in your film,
Colonel Rabb,
he describes it like a gun. You have to break it down, provide maintenance to the soldiers psychologically when there is a jam. The job is really to help soldiers clear their minds. The analogy with the gun is state of mind for the process of providing restorative therapy.
And of course, machine metaphors have a long history in psychology. Particularly psychologies that seem more mechanistic. But, you know, we all use metaphors that we draw from the world around us to describe more elusive processes. But I think you're also picking up on a deeper issue in terms of how the mental health practices were very much in the service of keeping the machinery of the military operating. And it was interesting to me to see how this ethical conflicts around that have been talked about since Freud. And that was another pitching point with the Army. Like, there's a military literature over a century on, can you ethically do this? Can you ethically respond to individual suffering and still serve the machinery of war, which is to get people back, because it's very expensive to get those service members out there. And their main job is to just keep them going, keep them in the fight, maintaining the fighting forces. And that's been true for at least a century. Psychologists have been involved in that. And my appeal to the Army was, well, the public has a right to know. And this conversation, that's a very open discussion about the ethics of that in military literature. Ken Burns' recent series on Vietnam War. One problem with that series is it did not focus enough on, or at all really, on the operational side of warfare, even though it did emphasize resistance and conflict within the troops during the Vietnam War, which I think is really important to note. PTSD now is often framed as a reaction to a discrete confrontation with a threat of violence. But often the distress reactions are much more elusive and tied to sources of conflict about the war itself, often, or the mission itself. Most of the previous documentaries focus almost exclusively on the infantry, on the fighters. And yet about 80% of the service members in the Vietnam War and in these recent wars are operational. They're there to support the infantry, the fighting force, and keep those fighters going. And it's phenomenal just seeing the massive number of people that are there to support a relatively small number of actual fighters. And I was interested in those people. That's why the behind the lines has that meaning as well.
The process of getting the soldiers back into the fight is very quick. And they mention a 3-day reprieve. 3 days?
And that's that's as old as World War I. It was called forward psychiatry. It's basically three hots in a cot.
Yeah.
But it's kind of dressed up with some other techniques now. But the idea is to allow a kind of temporary regression, they used to call it, into kind of the maternal fold of mental health and then get them back into daddy's war. But the critique of that also, I think, overlooks how limited psychology is, including in dealing with the aftermath of war. And I wanted to emphasize that point. I think overall mental health services have been oversold as an antidote to the impacts of war, either immediate or long term.
One of your psychologists says the crashes have consequences.
Yeah. And a very, very long half-life. And I think it also is meant to apply to other places where we use psychology to try to keep people healthy in very unhealthy places.
Right. Well, thank you, Jan. Jan Hocken, director of the film Mind Zone, therapist behind the front lines, which is available now for streaming on Amazon and iTunes.
Oh, I marched to the Battle of New Orleans at the end of the early British wars. The young land started growing, the young blood started flowing, but I ain't a marching anymore. For I killed my share of engines in 1,000 different fights. I was there at the Little Big Horn. I heard many men lying, I saw many more a-dying, but I ain't a-marching anymore. It's always the old to lead us to the wars, always the young to fall. Now look at all we've won with the saber and the gun. Tell me, is it worth it all? For I stole California from the Mexican land, fought in the bloody Civil War. Yes, I even killed my brothers and so many others, but I ain't a-marching anymore. For I marched to the battles of the German trench in a war that was bound to end all wars. Oh, I must have killed 1,000,000 men and now they want me back again, but I ain't a-marching anymore. It's always the old to lead us to the wars, always the young to fall. Now look at all we've won with the saber and the gun. Tell me, is it worth it all? For I flew the final mission in the Japanese skies, set off the mighty mushroom roar. When I saw the cities burning, I knew that I was learning that I ain't marching anymore. Now the labor leaders screaming when they close the missile plant. United Fruit screams at the Cuban shore. Call it peace or call it treason, call it love or call it reason, but I ain't a-marching anymore. Oh, I ain't a-marching anymore.